because of random fact shows. My new toy. And I know it. Somebody told me that. They said every time you get a new toy in your audio files, you beat it to death.
You run it into the ground.
I do, but then I, you know, it takes its place.
Why?
All right. A couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. Quick reminder, he will join us this afternoon, Brett McDonald. And what great news in the markets. You want to get in on it? You want to finally say, I'm ready to make a plan?
Another record yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because you set aside a painless amount of money now, and it's going to grow into something very... You'll be so glad you did it. You will. So... There's no obligation, just a chance to talk about you and your goals. Call them at 387-0094 and have that sit down with Brant and the Brain Trust at McDonald Hagen Wealth Manager. They are great people. They just want to help you map your future.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Nice little band of rain now just south of the river region for the most part. Some of the heavier downpours around Fort Deposit and Pineapple and Pike Road and Tuskegee and Notasoga. But it's raining out at the airport right now. Alexander City has a nice downpour. Showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning. I think by later on this afternoon, the action shifts into southeast Alabama. And the high today, well, we're in the 70s right now. That's as warm as we're going to get. The low tonight will be down to 44 with mostly clear skies. And then on Thanksgiving tomorrow, nice holiday forecast, lots of sun. High 67. You can't beat it. Mid-40s at night. Black Friday, dry, comfortable, low 70s. On Iron Bowl Saturday, mid-70s, I think. Mainly dry during the day. I've got the rain chances for the game 20% or less, and game time temperature around 72. That's a 2:30 kick in Auburn. Then showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night. A little more worried about that situation. That could be severe as we get into late Saturday night into early Sunday. Right now, this morning, cloudy, right rain, 72 degrees at 7:03.
All right, what's happening on the roads at 7:04?
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96. Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are not seeing nearly the volume of cars that we normally see on a Wednesday work day, but we still have some traffic out there. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We're seeing some cars stacking up at the lights on the boulevard and a little traffic in from Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy on the 31s. Use caution. It has been raining. It is slick. We've already seen some minor accidents this morning because of it. So just take it easy. Buckle up and leave a little space between you and the person in front of you. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
We do have a mediocre but convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Nice.
I actually have a very funny one, but I decided it was just a little too...
I heard it. You told me.
Yeah. I mean, there was that one morning we played the All About That Bass.
Right.
And I referenced you as the bastard that does...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was something along that line.
Because it's Pins and Needles Day.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I'm going to shut the mics off.
I don't. I wish you could, though. That was good.
That is a good idea. I don't know how you're going to top that, though.
Well, if you want to hear the adult convoluted intro for Random Facts, you can send me an email. It's not as funny written out.
Or you can just call.
I was going to do a little warm-up with a couple of these interesting behind-the-scenes facts from Christmas movies, because we watched a lot of them over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you don't know Elf. I've watched it once.
Yeah.
That was before I really found out what
I got through 3/4 of it.
Yeah.
And,
I'm sorry. You either buy into Will Ferrell or you don't.
Some people swear by the movie.
The shower scene in that movie was not in the original script. It was added after the director learned that Zooey Deschanel was a good singer and the fight between Will Ferrell and Santa could only be done once because the department store decorations took weeks to make. Bruce Willis had to do a lot of things barefoot and Die Hard, which some, you know, the second one maybe because there's a lot of snow in it, but those things happen on Christmas Eve. And in the first Die Hard, there's a scene where he's walking on broken glass. If you look closely, you can see he's got rubber feet.
Oh.
You can actually see it in the clip.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, how about that?
Some people call that a Christmas movie. I don't call it a Christmas movie.
Are you finding that
fascinating?
Good. Yeah. In A Christmas Story, Flick's tongue was suctioned by a hidden vacuum to make it look stuck to the pole. Of course, any of us that grew up in the Midwest.
We've done it. It's true.
Don't do that. Your tongue will get frozen to the pole.
It does happen. Yeah.
I don't want to do anything on Jim Carrey. A Wonderful Life, a movie that's great on Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve, was shot in the summer of 46, and many days of shooting had to be canceled because of heat.
Too much heat. In fact, they cut it down to half a day. It was a worst-case scenario heat wave in Los Angeles.
They would melt the snow.
Hey, they won a Oscar for special effects for the snow.
For asbestos?
No, because it wasn't cornstarch. It was different snow. It was more realistic snow.
That was, I got to tell you, if you didn't know, you would think that was shot in... Bedford Falls always struck me as a place of being like northeast Pennsylvania.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it was obviously a town that was busy, thriving industrial at one point, and then kind of fell on bad times. So I always thought it was there. But you know what? Bedford Falls is like Santa. It's everywhere. Bedford Falls is where you make it.
It's like a four-block set on the soundstage. It is amazing what they built.
I think a town that will invest the money and create the set of Bedford Falls somewhere, you know, in their city.
That would be quite a tourist attraction.
Yes. Yeah. I really believe that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What do you think about that idea?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
7:09, local news, then random facts.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. Williams' funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. Well, the wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site Tuesday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. I'm Julia Brooks. Those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The weekend after Thanksgiving typically has decorations going up on many homes.
Now remember, if they have leftover turkey, put some in a bag and bring it home, okay?
Motorists are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Misery, suffering.
You gotta preheat the oven before you stick in the turkey.
Thursday morning of Thanksgiving.
Humiliation.
You get your first look at this 6-foot turkey and see where they're clearing.
Pain, annoyance.
You're still bad.
I see that from your toy punch.
Jim, I'll help you with the turkey.
Why do you eat that stuff? There's no food in your food.
People can't eat without forks.
It's wonderful.
You jive, turkey.
Top of the food chain and dinner is served.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now, then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, winner, bird.
Bring in the turkey.
A turkey?
I can't compete with your mother's turkey. The woman has giblets in her blood.
A big, fat turkey.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
And we're all having a happy, damn Thanksgiving.
Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, winner, bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner, winner, bird.
That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey?
Maybe this Thanksgiving we should skip the big turkey. Small ones are on sale at Piggly Wiggly.
Quick, go, and set your turkey free.
Gobble, gobble.
Don't you know the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
And now,
here's our turkey. We stuffed it full of
random facts.
Good.
It is all Thanksgiving random facts, by the way.
Very good.
Yes, it is. I have a request, and you may know this, actually, but in the clip you played, and in a couple of other Thanksgiving clips you have, there is a line in there saying that was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms,
yeah.
26 pounds. Sounds a whole lot like one of the Muppets. And I can't, it sounds like Rolf. The dog, which of course is
actually
one of my two favorite Muppets.
That line is in three separate Thanksgiving.
It is, and I have been trying to find it. Is not from a Muppet Family Christmas.
It's on the Freebird one that we do as well.
But I can't figure out where it's from or who says it. If you know, if you happen to know or know where it is,
give us a call.
Please let me know. I would really like to track it down. If it's not Rolf, then that's fine. But it would get it out of my system in thinking that it is. Did you know turkeys were always presented to presidents to be killed for their Thanksgiving meals? The tradition of giving a pardon to a turkey,
right,
actually happened. Well, when do you think it happened?
With Truman. Truman started the turkey thing, but Bush
Bingo.
Was the first one that actually had a written proclamation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1989.
Yeah.
I thought it was a much older tradition.
Truman started doing the turkey thing, but the official proclamation was Bush.
That was in his famous 1,000 Points of Giblets speech.
1,000 Points of
Giblets. He will never pass up an opportunity. But
need some wood? No, we have a log on the fire.
Did you know about 46 million turkeys are killed each Thanksgiving? Here in the States.
46 million?
46 million.
Here in our state?
Yeah, not in the state, in the States.
Oh, okay.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
It's not an easy week to be a turkey.
And I have still not had a deep fried turkey.
Oh, my God.
I'll save you some.
Okay.
Since he doesn't want to eat next week, I'll bring you some Monday.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
Jay. You want
Let's
deep fried
not
turkey
start
Monday?
A tiff, please.
It's not a tiff. He doesn't want breakfast next week.
It's already a thing now.
It's not a thing.
Gonna move on. Did you know? Thanksgiving is the biggest day for food consumption in the United States,
yeah.
Followed by Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
Or as they tell us, the big game. Can't say the word Super Bowl.
That's so stupid.
Did you know the average Thanksgiving turkey is frozen for about 3 to 4 months due to the fact that production on the turkey, production is year-round while consumption for it is very seasonal?
Right, I understand.
Yeah. So that's, they've been frozen for about 3 or 4 months. Did you know in 1953, a Swanson worker misjudged the number of frozen turkeys it would sell that Thanksgiving? He was off by, 26 tons.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
So there was an oversupply or undersupply?
There was an oversupply.
Ooh.
They misjudged by 26 tons. Somebody came up with a plan saying, well, let's just slice the meat up, repackage it with some trimmings
and
on the side.
Bingo.
And TV dinners.
That's how TV dinners started.
That's how they started.
Yeah.
Swanson. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
And remember the old, that was, they were in that, those metal, not
yeah,
aluminum or
things.
Yeah.
Because you had to put them in the oven, you know, microwave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And poor moms worked their butts off to make a nice home-cooked meal, and, well, we want TV dinners.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Was it, what was it a...
45 minutes, by the way. 45 minutes.
So that was faster, I guess? Or was it slower?
No, it was just, moms didn't have to prepare all the side dishes.
See, here's my question. TV dinners have now gone from something that's like, I really want a home-cooked meal, to where you're telling me people really wanted TV dinners. Why?
Because of the novelty.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was it. And then you could sit and it kind of gave you permission to eat in front of the TV, which we did not. We ate in our kitchen table. And then went to watch.
What was the novelty of it, though?
They didn't exist before.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
so the guy that overcalculated on the turkeys probably ended up getting a raise.
He may have been fired first, and then they decided.
And then you're like,
well,
"What are we going to do with this?"
You know, Harry was right.
God rest his soul.
I can't really do any trivia with these random facts because they're all related about Thanksgiving. So the answer is, you know, Thanksgiving. I was going to say, what is the biggest drinking night of the year?
Yeah,
tonight. Thanksgiving Eve.
I'll drink to that.
Not surprised as people prepare to deal with people they only see once a year.
Yep. Did you know tryptophan in turkey is not what makes us tired after Thanksgiving dinner?
It's how much we eat?
It is the carbohydrates.
Oh,
it's the carbs that we take in.
Oh.
Something you may not experience this Thanksgiving here, Greg. You're doing the keto thing, right? Or is
I'm doing keto, but I'm
you're gonna allow it's yeah. You're gonna take a day off.
Yeah, the overeating of the carbs is what makes us tired. Turkey contains no more tryptophan than chicken or beef, and in fact, nuts and cheese contain more tryptophan.
Oh wow!
Than turkey. So yeah, it's all the carbs, man. It's all them carbs. Did you know? Jingle Bells. The song Jingle Bells was written in 1857 by a guy by the name of James Lord Pierpont.
Pierpont
for Thanksgiving, not Christmas. That's what he wrote it for. Jingle Bells is a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
It was published under the title One Horse Open Sleigh during Thanksgiving while he was working for the Unitarian Church in Savannah, Georgia.
Hmm. Nice.
It was also the first song to be broadcast from space. First song, not first rock song. You had yours, yesterday we learned that Pink Floyd was the one. But this was the first song to be broadcast from space, was Jingle Bells.
How about that?
I've only got three more random facts to go, but we'll hit those when we come back.
Yeah, we want to kind of get an early start for one.
Because you want to know why?
Because we got the Duncans coming in for the Duncan and Son Iron Bowl Predict-a-thon.
That's all right, though.
You know, through none of this, you haven't mentioned why the Indians were here before the Pilgrims.
You're segging into something here, and I don't know what.
Well, they had reservations.
Reservations. I got you, man. I got
That's
you.
A dad joke.
That is a dad joke.
721 Food Outlet will be open all day today for last minute or just to buy your entire Thanksgiving meal. You're going to get everything. Price of a Thanksgiving dinner, the basics, has actually gone up one penny on average from last year to this year. But if you want to do it for a lot less this year than last year, get everything you need at Food Outlet. From, yes, the jellied cranberries in the can so they come out into your serving dish.
You don't have that on hot candy?
No, I have to make that one myself.
Okay.
I'll keep looking for that sound effect. Maybe Rusty will find it or something. You know, with the rings around the side, those O-rings, so you know where to slice the cranberry. Whole turkeys, butterballs, they've got it all, man. And you will save throughout the store. Their fresh fruit and vegetable display is amazing. Everything you need, stuffing, gosh, and beverages. Right now, Coca-Cola 12-packs, whether it's Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, whatever you want, $2.97 for 12 cans. So if there are people that like to mix their drinks or require some soda base for whatever they're going to put in it, there's another way you can save at Food Outlet. And if you don't do your own pies, they've got a huge, huge refrigerated case with everything you could possibly want, from pumpkin to mincemeat. Oh, and Priester's pecan pies. I bought one of those at Danny's recommend. Priester's. I know what it is.
We didn't say a word.
Check out one of those at Food Outlet. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Danny and the gang there wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, and in the preferred community on Main Street, west of 31.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're not seeing the volume of cars on the road that we normally have on a Wednesday, but it is still a little busy out there. I-65 and 85 at the merge downtown is moving nicely. We have moderate traffic there. The Boulevard, some congestion between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway. Also on the East-South Boulevard at Norman Bridge and at 331 and South Court Street. We have an accident coming out of Prattville on Highway 31, just past 82 at McQueen Smith Road. That's got traffic backed up towards 82. Watch out for emergency vehicles there as they work that accident this morning. And we've had several minor fender benders around Montgomery. It's slick out there because of the rain overnight. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss Toyota-thon. It's going on at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout, now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Bulova watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m. Marguerite's Peppertree Shop Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
all the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
thanks for waiting.
I'm dying over here.
For
random.
Last minute thinking.
Back to random facts for your Thanksgiving edition here. Did you know? One year, the United States had a feud over when to celebrate Thanksgiving, leading it to being celebrated on two different days depending on the state. Oh, three man. States celebrated it twice.
Wow.
This is going back. Let me see where this is. This is going back to...
Go back and get another turkey.
Let's see. Thanksgiving date wasn't always so reliable. For decades, the president got to decide when the holiday fell each year. They tended to follow the example of Abraham Lincoln, who set Thanksgiving on the final Thursday, until Roosevelt went rogue. In 39, there were five Thursdays in November. So according to Lincoln's example, Thanksgiving would have been on the last day of the month.
Right.
Roosevelt worried that such a late Thanksgiving would mean that Christmas shopping season would be too short, which would be hard on merchants already hurting from the Great Depression. So he declared that that year would fall on the second to last Thursday, which was the 23rd. Though it was intended to help a struggling nation and end up dividing the country, 22 states refused to go along with Roosevelt's decision.
Jeez.
Huh. And instead celebrated Thanksgiving on the 30th. Almost all the other states sided with the president and feasted the week before. Texas, Mississippi, and Colorado couldn't make up their minds and declared both the 23rd and the 30th as the holiday.
That's wow. Crazy. But the 28th tomorrow is the latest he can get?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Well, in modern times, yes. But
22nd
apparently,
is the earliest, 28th is the latest.
Yeah.
Last year was the earliest. Day advances by 1 year.
Did you know the day after Thanksgiving
is Boxing Day in Canada? No, that's at day after Christmas.
Yeah, it's day after Christmas. I did this one for you guys yesterday. The day after Thanksgiving is called Brown Friday.
Oh, yeah.
By septic companies. It is their busiest day of the year.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when a lot of people learn how good their garbage disposal is.
Right.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And finally, did you know the average American, now, Rich, you were wondering about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. This comes from about a year ago.
Oh, the number of calories? Is that what?
Yeah. The average American may consume more than 4,500 calories and a whopping 229 grams of fat during a typical holiday gathering, from snacking and eating a traditional Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and all the trimmings.
Oh, my gosh.
So that gives you an idea of what you're in for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
4,005.
I'll waddle back here on Monday.
And those are your random facts.
Okay, we are going to check traffic here at 7:30. The Duncans are in the house. So I texted everybody in the building to try and get them in and up so we can do the Iron Bowl Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Pop quiz question coming up next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are seeing more cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but the merge is moving nicely. The boulevard busy now from the Wetumpka Highway over to the Atlanta Highway. We're seeing some congestion from I-85 on down past Vaughan Road to Troy Highway. We still have that accident working on Highway 31 up in Prattville. It is just past 82 down at McQueen Smith Road. Use caution there. A little bit of a backup. We've had some minor accidents, folks slipping around in the wet asphalt this morning. Please drive carefully, and let's be safe out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, we're going to make you earn every bit of this $10 by going back to the very first random fact we did this morning. What year was the first turkey pardoned by a president?
What year was the first turkey pardoned? Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. Due to programming considerations, which means I failed to plan ahead of time, we will just wait for the phone to explode with call. I'll just grab somebody. The first line that rings at 272-9228. 272-9228.
First year a turkey was pardoned by a president. What year was it?
All right. And then this afternoon on Happy Hour, we're going to, you know, we'll keep up with what's going on in the news, but we're also going to be playing Christmas requests. Different stuff today. Yeah, new stuff. And who is this?
This is Betty.
Hey, Betty. Betty, what's the first letter of your last name?
Hey there, Betty. Thank you for calling.
C.
C. Betty C. Right. Okay.
Betty, Betty Crocker?
That'll work.
Hey, so Betty, what do you think? What was the first year that a turkey was officially pardoned?
1989.
That is correct.
President Bush.
Right on.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
It was his famous 1,000 points of white meat speech.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Hang on. Jay's going to get you you deserve.
But he did not pardon the broccoli, right?
Now, I'm going to bring you in to do the weather. Can you come around so I can go down a letter?
I need to. Let me get this info from Betty C.
Okay. I just don't want the Duncan celebrating any birthdays while they're waiting.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Lots of rain in central and south central Alabama at this hour, but the heaviest band of rain now extends from Auburn, Opelika, to Tuskegee, to Greenville, to Monroeville, all right? And there's a little bit more to the north along the front itself, but the risk of showers and thunderstorms are mainly this morning. I think later on in the day, especially by midday and into the afternoon, the best chance will be in southeast Alabama. Temperatures are in the 70s this morning, mostly clear, much cooler tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a nice Thanksgiving forecast, high around 67, that's just about normal. Lows at night in the mid-40s. Black Friday, it's going to be dry, it's going to be comfortable, it's going to be nice, high in the low 70s. We'll be in the mid-70s on Iron Bowl Saturday. I think at game time in Auburn, kickoff will be in the low 70s at 2:30 kick, and I've got the rain chances 20% or less for the game. And then, of course, a better chance of showers and storms, possibly severe, by Saturday night into through the overnight hours and into the first thing Sunday morning. We're watching that situation carefully. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, showers in the area, light rain out at the airport at last report, 72 degrees, 734.
Duncan is on Predictathon coming up next. We congratulate our winner, Benny, and we play this in your honor.
Shop a lot, Black Friday in line. Shop a lot, shoppers gone wild. Shop a lot, people out of their mind. Shop a lot, it's mine, all mine. Shop a lot, I said, oh, Black Friday. Shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday. Shop a lot. Whoa, Black Friday. Shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday. Shop a lot for a low, low price. Shop a lot, gonna get in a fight. Shop a lot, smashing your teeth. Shop a lot for a new flat screen. Shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday. Shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday. Shop a lot.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Citigroup is being fined $57 million in the UK. That's the largest fine ever for a bank there. Regulators say Citigroup was not accurate when it reported on its lending capital and liquidity levels. This supposedly went on for 4.5 years, starting in June of 2014. The United Steelworkers is now backing 6 former workers at the Tesla plant in Buffalo, New York, who complained about discrimination and harassment. WIVB Television in Buffalo discovered the former employees and filed complaints with the U.S. Equal Opportunity Commission and the New York State Division of Human Rights. Tesla workers complained that some white employees used the N-word, and the company promoted white workers over more qualified blacks and Hispanics. No immediate comment from the company. Stock futures are higher. It could mean another record day on Wall Street. That's your business report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text LISTEN to 64000. Text LISTEN to 64000.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Delia Brooks. The wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site yesterday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. His funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday, so follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Yeah. Drink down that coffee, talk black and strong. Call and ring. Request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Three men and a Bailey present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
It is the game where anything can happen.
56-yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
I don't know that
was
you
that
can.
Sanford game last week? What's that call?
The Sanford guy.
Shut up, dummy.
Welcome to Don and Mitch Duncan, and introduce your special
guest. Good morning.
Guest,
yeah, we got a like special prognosticator. What's your name?
Carson Mooney.
Yeah. And bring it in. He hasn't told us who he's picking for this game.
Carson, this is how many times has Carson been here?
Is this the third year, Carson?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You were like 3 years younger.
Yes,
back
sir.
Then.
Mr. Rich is so smart.
What a raised right young man this is,
yes,
too.
Sir.
So, and part of the reason we do the Duncan and Son Predictathon is to set an example that within the same family, a father can sire a son who can end up on the Auburn side of the ball.
Yeah, watch what you say, buddy.
I think it's still get along. Yet, the grandson.
Yeah. A lot smarter.
You have anything to say?
Roll Tide.
Hey! Yeah. He picked up his cue perfectly.
Yes, sir.
His dad was squeezing his arm. I mean, as Grandpa was squeezing his
Mr.
arm.
Mr. Greg could use you around here.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. So here we go. It's on my Facebook page right now, and this is one of the big ones we do every year.
Oh, yeah.
Don, tell the folks what they can win.
Well, yes, sir. Of course, you can win the works. But the big prize is you can win a $500 gift certificate, good for any purchase you need. Tires, brakes, tuna, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you need it all at one time, or if you don't need everything at one time, you can save that as a credit. So $500.
They are flying in as we speak. 20 right. Since I announced it. I just posted it.
Wow.
42
less than a minute ago.
Bama, what are they on?
I hope not.
Well, this is the thing, and we all have to make our own predictions here. What should I write this on? Something?
Which I believe we're playing for the playoffs, Mr. Gregg.
Now, don't we need a little help this weekend from, is it Georgia and LSU playing this weekend?
Yes, sir, I think.
So you want Georgia to
lose.
Fan. Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Wait a minute, you need what?
Because it's in they want LSU in the West to lose, so that Alabama a chance at the Western Division
Georgia
title.
Yeah. Right. I'm an LSU fan. If LSU can win.
Oh, no, I see.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I understand.
So we need Georgia to lose.
Yes, sir.
They suck.
LSU to win. I'm not pulling for Georgia to lose.
I'm
pulling for LSU to win.
I was wrong.
All right,
okay.
So
your shirt proves that.
Let's go around the horn here. We'll start with
that was not meant to be an Auburn thing,
okay.
By the way.
I don't blame you.
Georgia. We'll go around the horn here and start with the.
I didn't mean that to.
The War Eagle Nation and Mitch, what do you think? How do you see this game?
Scary.
Oh, really?
Roll Tide. Tua's not playing, so that should help. So hopefully it'll be a close game with our defense, but they still have all those weapons on offense. So I'm going to say Auburn squeaks it out since it's in Auburn. I guess I don't know if they can score enough.
Somebody has said 26-24 Auburn.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I guess I'll say 27-24.
All right. So you've got Auburn winning the game.
Somehow their offense shows up.
Yeah. Rich.
Right. I'm going to abstain on this particular time because I just don't want to jinx it. It's going to be a close game, I think. And I don't want to put a number on it.
All right, Rich, chickens
out.
So it's turkey and chicken weekend for you.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
All right, let's ask.
Well, my prediction is 37-56 Alabama.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
56-37?
56-37, yes, sir.
Wow, that big?
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
He could be right. I mean, I went low on a a game a couple of weeks ago, and the point total was like double what I predicted.
Are you in a Montgomery County school? just wondering.
Kid doesn't get that smart at his age.
Just wondering.
Jeez.
All right, Don?
27-13, Alabama.
27-13.
That is a great defense, but I think we do it.
Let me see who's on the phone here. Hi, who's this?
Lisa C.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa C.
Hey, I'm going 17-16 Auburn.
17, that's close.
Yeah. All right, Lisa, I'm going to put your prediction on my Facebook page. 17-16
Auburn.
And,
you know, that's
Auburn.
An old score.
Heard that before.
If you recall.
Yeah.
Well, many years ago.
The,
that was an old score.
From the kick. Yes. The kick, right?
Right.
Yep. Nope.
I don't remember the details. I do remember the score from many years ago.
Yeah.
And also, how do I get your app again? What do I do to get your app on my phone?
Go to the App Store and type in News Talk 93.1. It'll come up. You'll see our beautiful red, white, and blue logo.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Have a lovely
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, it is 7:47. Let's run down and see what's happening on the roads, and then we'll be back with more of this week's Iron Bowl. Duncan is on Predictathon. Go to my Facebook page. Get your prediction in now.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing more cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but the merge is moving nicely. The boulevard busy now from the Wetumpka Highway over to the Atlanta Highway. We're seeing some congestion from I-85 on down past Vaughan Road to Troy Highway. We still have that accident working on Highway 31 up in Prattville. It is just past 82 down at McQueen Smith Road. Use caution there. A little bit of a backup. We've had some minor accidents, folks slipping around in the wet asphalt this morning. Please drive carefully, and let's be safe out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The onside kick and the hands team for Bama. More guys to the right. Kicks it that way. Ball takes a kangaroo hop, and it'll go out of bounds, and Alabama will have it. One kneel down away from a national title. Bama back on top of the college football world.
The toughest part of that was trying to pick out which winning moment to play.
Good point.
I just picked that one because it was shorter than some of the others.
But there's could like have played the West Carolina clip from last week, right?
Yeah, roll time. That's right.
Hey, they thrashed. That was good for them to have that tune-up with, you know, since Tua can't play, get the quarterback out there, get a game in before this one. But as Bob Baumhauer always likes to say, it doesn't matter if one team is 10-0 and the other is 0-10. Anything can happen. Let me grab this clone real quick. Hello?
Hey, yeah. I don't know if I'm late on this info, but I believe the character that Jay was looking for was Dr. Teeth of Dr. Teeth in Electric Mayhem.
Dr. Teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Electric Mayhem. Okay, that's from Random Facts, right?
No. It was from one of your sound bites.
The Wilson Farms thing.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. I'll pass that along. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. All right, man. You guys have a good day.
What Let's a guy. What a resourceful audience we have. By the way, if you are, let's say, a son who manages a really thriving enterprise that does a great job like, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, and you want to get your dad something that he'll really appreciate because he raised you with a sense of class.
What a setup.
I would, if I were that son, I would skedaddle over. In fact, it's not far from the Millbrook location, Bryan Jewelry at 1778 East Main and Prattville, because they have a show showcase and a whole showcase of fantastic merchandise that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports. That's what I would do, Rich, if I were the son of
I understand.
Of a,
I hear what you're saying.
An Alabama fan.
Because I have headphones on.
Who would and that be?
They do. They have a showcase for each school. And since Christmas shopping is beginning on Friday, they want you to know that you can't go wrong there. Even if you're not shopping for a football fan, of course. They can create things at Bryan Jewelry that will last and be memorable forever. My daughter has picked a couple of things. I've got a surprise, though, for her for Christmas based on one of the things she selected. They can create it, they can modify it, and they have an incredible and very competitively priced selection. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime you own it. Go to BryanJewelry.com. Join their club before you shop there so you can save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry. 7:54, Duncan and Summer Predictathon. Let's see if we're getting, we were talking during the break that Thanksgiving Eve is becoming more like Christmas Eve every year.
Right.
More people are off, more businesses close early.
Some businesses are done at noon.
We're up to 60, though, and the thing is moving. There's people making predictions.
That being said, however, we will be here until 5:30 if you need anything this afternoon. We'll be glad.
Well, that's good because a lot of people, this is still getaway day for a lot of folks.
It sure is. And I suggested earlier, stop at any of the three locations and have them do a quick look-see. One of the things I like to watch is the rolling inspection you do on a tire when you rotate the tires and the stuff you find embedded. Mommy the Swami, they had brought their car in because they had something in one of the tires. So it was removed and plugged, and how much? And no, have a nice day. That blew them away. That's all I needed was that one thing. Of course, they've come there for brake relinings kinds of stuff, but
that's a nice thing.
The customer service, and by the way, if you need to get your car checked out while you're working today, just drop it off at one of the three locations and they will get you where you need to go.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And real quick, we're going to have some specials on our Facebook page. Friday morning, we've got some Black Friday, Black Saturday specials. Also, if you can't think of a gift, you're ready to get done, come by. We'll get you a gift certificate, and you give that to your husband or kids or whoever.
That's a great stock.
That's a good gift.
Anytime they need to. So there's your real easy gift right
there. There you go.
And we will be closing at 2 this Saturday, so our team can go watch their team.
Oh, is there something on TV or something?
Yeah, there's something coming on around 2:30.
Closing at 2 on Saturday.
Oh, one of those Hallmark movies, Christmas movies,
Frosty.
All right, so before you guys leave, let me ask Carson, what are you most looking forward to on the Thanksgiving dinner table? What are your favorites?
My favorites are mac and cheese and turkey.
Mac and cheese has become a thing now for Thanksgiving.
Do you like the dressing?
I'm not a big fan of dressing.
Yeah, what about cranberries? I don't like cranberries.
I don't like cranberries.
No, the jelly cone.
You are smart.
You'll learn. That's an acquired taste.
Yeah. This is pretty much all I look forward to, and seeing my family.
Yeah, of course. What about dessert? What's your favorite pumpkin pie?
Strawberry pie.
Whoa, that sounds really good.
Josh Carson, if you were coming to my house, because we only have apple, pumpkin, and...
Apple's great.
A Priester pecan pie from Food Outlet.
Okay, good deal.
Guys, we are grateful.
Thank you, guys.
For what you come in and do on Thursdays, but you've been keeping us safe on the roads for, God, more than 10 years now, I think.
Thank you so much.
And Carson, I'm thinking the next time I see you, you're going to be...
Graduating.
10.
You're so smart.
Wow. He is. He's not only smart, he's also...
adorable.
All right. We will salute the schools with their songs after Fox News at 8 o'clock. 7:57 right now. Get to my Facebook page.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are a little light as far as volume of cars this morning, but we still have some busy places like Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. Gotten busy all of a sudden. It's backing up at some of the lights at Rifle Range and Jasmine Hill and, of course, at the River Bridge. Eastern Boulevard is a little bit heavy, especially at Troy Highway over by Baptist. East-South Boulevard, a few cars stacking up at the lights there. Fairly light traffic on I-65 and 85 for a Wednesday morning. It's moving nicely through the interchange. They are still working that accident up in Prattville on Highway 31, just past 82 at McQueen Smith. It's still got traffic backed up just a little bit. Use caution as you go through there while they get it cleaned up. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over 5 hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to...